The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Energy Works Radio with Atana Badilli. Have you ever wondered what has been gripping your power and light, shutting you off from your potential? Wonder no more. Energy Works Radio with one of the world's leading healers and transformation catalyst, Atana, will help you map out a pathway to create the life you truly desire. Atana brings his ability to see energy patterns to help you become the conductor of your own higher self. Get ready to unhook from those limiting agreements and patterns to create a greater fullness of expression of your soul. Say yes to the creative energy within you and stand in the power of this place to honor your gifts, recognize your skills, and extend outward in the world. Why? For the highest good imaginable. Now here's your amazing host, Atana Badilli.
Hello, everybody. This is Atana and Melissa. We have Melissa with us today. Melissa, can you hear me?
Hello. Hello.
Hey, this is another beautiful day of Energy Works Radio and energy work and energy healing and all about it. And, of course, we have also some Q&As, questions and answers. I'm sure you brought a lot of beautiful questions with you, Melissa, that we lovingly and happily answering. And this is a beautiful, beautiful time in our lives at this point, being on the planet in this transformation that's happening all around us, inside us, in our DNA as well as in the multiverse. It's pretty amazing to witnessing the extreme transformation that's happening, that we're being prepared for millennia to come at this point on this planet to witness and participate, actually. This is awesome. All right, Melissa, go ahead. It's your turn.
Well, let me tell you, you just kicked it right off because that is the key word. You're saying there's beauty, and that's what I want to see. But I'm telling you, the news outlets are just reporting so much upheaval in the world today, and I get it. You know, you're right, it is transformation, but how can we see the beauty of it and deal with it and still be able to focus on our own transformations without getting sucked into all the chaos that seems to be going on in the world?
That's a very good question. A lot of people are still in this news world, in the news media world, and in the subliminal exposure to that media that wants, of course, and broadcasts most of the time separation. So it's very, very simple. Sometimes I watch the toughest movies you can imagine just to see how far the manipulation has already gone and how the remedy is going to have to look for the next couple of weeks or months, or what key phrases or words the media is using, because you're dealing with really talented people on the other side that are in these agencies and trying to create these commercials and news. They are psychologically so advanced that there is an intention behind that. And the intention is not just, as we often think, just give us simply the news as it is, unadulterated. That's not how this is happening. It's more like the news is going to be given to it's given to us already prepared, digested, literally, and we can, what we're seeing is usually, and that's like 99% of the news that are coming out, if not even 100, if they're not coming out to independent channels, they come out in a way that they already expect a response that's very specific to the news outlet, the channels. And you know, there's major left and right wing involved, and there is many different aspects of the greater picture involved that want us to be in separated, disconnected places in our beings, because it is just easier to rule and control people when they're not in their power. It's very simple. And when you look at the depth of the manipulation, even at the subliminals that are being broadcasted through the media, where you see like symbols and implanted information that's beyond the visible often, because as we look at things, often we don't realize that our whole subconscious is seeing everything all the time. And when we expose our subconscious to something for a long time, then the universe thinks in exchange to our exposure to what we're seeing that we like and want more of what we're seeing, right? And then it creates more and more of these kind of energies and experiences in our system.
Oh, so should we just maybe go on a diet of not watching the news or the things, or should we just say, I see it, and we honor that that's not a true representation, that it is about being in oneness? What's a good mental approach to just kind of deal with what we're seeing and hearing?
First of all, the question is, why are we still exposing ourselves to it? That's the number one thing, just kind of minimalizing it to where we really have enough consciousness or conscious enough that we realize or discern enough that we can say, look, this is the news channel. It's already pre-digested. It wants us to feel, to think a certain way. That has to be discerned from the get-go. Then the images that I'm seeing are going to be so disturbing. They're going to be trying to put me into a separation and isolation from life in general, right? Where I feel like separated from, sometimes it's very interesting, after certain tragedies happening, these short moments of separation that's being created constantly. Creating bursts of where we feel deeply disconnected. That we can counterbalance by having the intention to be one with everything. One with all, one with myself, one with the whole universe. Then energetically, not being pulled in, but really have the discernment to stay energetically out of the screen that tries to pull our energy like a vacuum cleaner up, that tries to suck our life force up. And when we stay in this more balance, then we keep our life force with us. The key is really sometimes I dive into the news or into the media world or movie world, even to see like a really the newest movie, to see how far the manipulation already went. And I'm doing this, but with discernment. And as I'm looking at it, I see, oh, this is happening, that's happening, this situation, this moment wants to inflict this energy or wants to attract this life force from me. So it kind of keeps me in a check where I know what's happening. But the key part is here, keep your life force for yourself instead of sending it to the different locations on the planet. What you can send is unconditional love to the images that you're seeing on the planet where people are suffering. That's another story. When I'm being confronted with the news and I see like in any parts of the planet there's people suffering, there's an earthquake or there's a disaster that's happening, I do send healing energy or unconditional love into that situation, but that's not necessarily my personal life force, because that would drain me. If I would do that all day long sitting in front of the TV, I would be exhausted. I would not be able to do nothing else.
Oh, I like that we can just direct the energy of unconditional love and healing to that. That, because I'm a fixer, I guess I like to fix things, and that seems like I'm helping. So I like that tip.
That's ideal. And then you can see if that's if that is manipulated, or if there's truly a tragedy happening, or if there's something that can be changed that asks for our life to be aware of. And once we're aware of, we can always send unconditional love into it.
Okay, I know I that I can definitely work with, and I like that, and I like imagining that it's all one, that, you know, I guess some of these upheavals that are suffering, you know, they're not just in vain. There is some kind of oneness to them.
Absolutely.
So thank you for that.
Yes. We are shortly going into a break. Melissa, would you like to let everybody that's listening right now know what you're working on? We have like a minute or so. If you, what you're working on, and I know you already have been doing energy work for a long time, just give them like a moment of Melissa love.
Aw, thank you. I have been working on this book, and it's called Turnstiles, and it's a fiction book. And I'm hoping, right now it's in the editing process, and so I'm really hoping to get it uploaded by the end of this month or the beginning of August onto Amazon. So I'll definitely keep everybody posted on it. But
do you have a Facebook?
Yes, I do, and it's under Melissa, and that's with one S, and then the last name, Kelton, K-E-L-T-O-N.
Melissa, one S, Kelton, K-E-L-T-O-N. And I know we're shortly going into the break. Thank you so much for sharing, Melissa. And
thank
we're going to be back in after the break, and then we're going to go from there.
A ton of words to fill our world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Our world with love.
Awesome. And we are back. We are back with Melissa. This is Atana talking. Much love to everyone who is on the phone in the world at this moment. And we are back with wonderful Q&As.
Excellent.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, we were talking about the upheavals and everything, and you incorporate some really cool ways to support Mother Earth, because, I mean, this is the planet we're on, and I love that you're like, you know what, we're here, we're being so supported. Are there any easy methods that we can just do periodically? We don't have to do them every day, but just kind of reinforces the support to the earth.
Absolutely. One of the simplest things that I'm doing on a daily basis is bringing healing energy into the earth in form of color, of light, of associating my feelings of unconditional love to the planet and literally directing that light into the planet, into the earth, into the core of the earth and wherever it's needed, on top of the planet, of course, as well as deep in the deeper layers of the planet. That's how I often do it. Of course, energy work is the more advanced part that I'm doing. I literally did for years and years energy work on the planet by sitting in a place and doing energy work in that area where I'm sitting or where I'm at, and give the earth permission to utilize that healing energy to whatever it wants to do with it, to wherever it's required. And often I had beings coming up out of these areas gratefully and utilizing the energy for whatever they needed to do with it, often for their own transformation. Then the earth is connected to a lot of memory from beings that have been on the planet and associated with it. So until you really get to work with the planet itself, there's a lot of beings or density before that, really, until you get to the place where you truly do energy work on Mother Earth, you know.
Oh, that is interesting. So you think maybe the best approach is just to say, hey, I'm going to ask for the light and the unconditional love to come to the earth and just do what is required. And then those beings, you know, are like workers and they run off and go help.
Oh, yeah. But the easiest way really for me is when I am at a place in nature or even by myself sitting on the floor, and I do energy work right on the house, for example, the land on where the house stands on. But that includes the house. You're working then to the house energies. You're working to the foundational energies of the house, to the energies to everything that really happened. I am opening up very fast to all of existence. So when I do energy work, for example, on Mother Earth, I see clearly, you know, the energies that need to be addressed that are beforehand there. So I see any trauma that's still there. I see any unresolved energies, any form of stagnation that's still there. And then I get through to the earth energies. Even if I have the intentions, I want to bring in healing into the earth energies, a lot of the earth energies are blocked by the denser energies that are being laid upon it.
So that's why you need to bring in the light.
Exactly.
Yes?
And with the light, you're flowing right through the densities. And if you go straight with the intention and say, I'm bringing healing energy into Mother Earth wherever it's needed. Of course, then Mother Earth is directing it wherever it feels it's required. But it goes faster through if you see a light associated to your unconditional love. And that unconditional love then you send from there on into wherever you feel it's appropriate, you know?
Oh, cool. I like that. I can do that. Everything you do, Atana, is so simple. And I just want to say how much I appreciate your simple remedies because, you know, you always use that word effortless, and they really are because we're not doing it. And we're not depleting our energy.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And, you know, the only exhaustion that we probably have to deal with is the exhaustion of the intention holding the focus. Because even when you don't physically work and you're just thinking a lot, even then you're burning calories. So energy work in some way or form is energy work because the intention of holding a focus does require considerable amount of energy to stay focused. But on the other hand, you're directing then higher levels of unconditional love and healing energy through it. Your mind becomes that hose, that fire hose, where the firefighter is using it to run the 5,000 pounds of water through it, you know, that force of 5,000 pounds of pressure. So your mind holds that focus of holding that hose, and that can be not exhausting, but it can be burning calories, and it requires you to recharge yourself as well. A lot of people who do energy work say, you know, I did so much energy work and I should be supercharged and just going without sleep. Well, sometimes that's the truth, but the body still requires what the body needs, healthy diet, healthy water, etc., and sleep, you know?
It does. And, you know, you just said a word that I have always wondered. I know you and Tammy live a really healthy lifestyle. What is your food plan and how does that impact your energy levels?
Well, we have been raw vegan and into organic food for 3 years. We went back to vegetarian and then even went back to plain normal eating, as you call normal in American diet.
And I'm not even sure that's normal. I almost choked.
let's say it's intense. And I'm also a person of extremes, so I can dive into it, and then I become the best American diet eater and the best raw food, raw vegan, organic food eater. Right now, for example, she's working with a friend of hers, Tammy and Aaron. They're working on their own way of supporting humanity with Ahimsa Raw Foods. I think it's ahimsarawfoods.com. And they are doing something that's beautiful. They support people to stay on a raw, vegan, organic diet. And, you know, everybody says, well, I eat organic and my diet is pretty clean. And when it came to sorting out even the vitamin pills that are not organic, we threw out like thousands and thousands of dollars of vitamins that we thought were really actually good. And you look at it, the capsules, they're not vegan, they're not organic. A lot of the stuff that's in there is just not healthy. And we just clean our diet up to an extent. You know, some people don't want to go that extent. They don't have to. I respect every human being and every being literally. That's why I do enjoy the raw vegan diet. You just have to do it in a balanced way where you get all your nutrition in a good and balanced way without feeling that something is missing. But there's raw vegan protein shakes. There's like so much that's right now possible that you eat that's raw and that's healthy, that has enough proteins, that we get this program that I have to have my proteins. And well, why don't you take him and eat to a salad, or just, you know, get like protein peas, or get some fruits in you that literally have some good enzymes. And, you know, there's so much protein in greens, it's unbelievable. And even in these wheatgrass juices, with the juicing, you have to be also aware that a lot of these juice bars, they just don't do organic stuff. And it's just important that everyone who wants to go into a cleaning up diet phase, they have to remember, do it the best way you can. Don't put too much pressure on yourself, but start with adding something beautiful, healthy to your diet today, and then just get yourself into a rhythm where you add so much healthy foods into your system that you get clearer and clearer every day. When I do my energy work and I don't have animal fats in me or animal energy in me, I'm clearer. I don't feel so much. And here's another trick that these organizations and corporations are doing. They're trying to get you abused animal stuff, animal foods in you, so that you have to be abused too. Because when you associate yourself with the energy of abuse, either you abuse yourself or somebody else is going to abuse you. So an ideal setup for any control energies on the planet, how less abuse energy you have in you, how less likely you're going to align yourself with it subconsciously or consciously, if that makes sense.
It does, and I you've kind of opened my eyes, because I have always heard that people that are vegetarian or vegan, they're more peaceful. They're just very calm and very peaceful people. So, I guess it's something we should all aspire for, at least if we, like you said, did it in small segments so that it wasn't so overwhelming.
And it's okay if a person feels like they can't do it or they don't want to do it. It's just more, when you have the time and space to be conscious, aware, what you want to your life to be, and you take more control of your life, then you can do about anything you want. Because everything we already doing is what we want or simply agree to. Otherwise, it would not happen. It's just we don't think that we can do any different. A lot of people just think that's the way it is. And trust me, with a lot of things that we think the way it is, it's not the way it is or was or has to be. And that's the key, that's the creativity that we can have right now in this moment, because we can have any experience on the planet that we want. Why would we want to limit ourselves to what our ancestors programmed into us when we have this life that is ours?
I love that, because, you know, I don't think ever in the history of the world have we had access to food in the way that we do now. We have so many cultural foods. We have an abundance of vegetables and fruits and that you can get just about any time. And so I like that. And I also liked what you said about, I think one time you told me, I think I said, well, that's just the way it is. And you said, no, that's being asleep. Yeah. You're asleep when you are just saying that's the way it is. You don't want to look. You don't want to wake up.
Well, and a lot of the times people don't have the energy to even look beyond, because they're so exhausted with the way that they think it should be, that that's a system of exhaustion, because we are unlimited energy systems. The illusion is that we think we can be even exhausted. So our tendency is to go to things that we exhaust. Just look at even the cars a lot of us driving is like they're built on exhaustion. They burn something, and when that something that's burned is gone, it's empty. It's if you go into the, you know, and it's amazing how many electric cars already out there, solar panels, wind power, wind water turbines, everything is already out there and it's already in the available to us. But we think still, even the planes that we're seeing outside, they're like from the last century. It's like we are already in times where our science is far more advanced and we could do so much more, but we're being artificially being kept in a limitation of how we think life is or should be. And everything is given us in small doses so that we don't get too shocked moving forward into our unlimitedness when we are just power and light, unlimited energy, and that's like our makeup.
Well, and it's good to be reminded we are power and unlimited energy, because you're right. It's so easy just in a day to forget that.
Absolutely. And we're being artificially pushed into these positions so that we think that we even live that way. And every time we go into the expansion, that's why I love to work with, that's why I love to do energy work, because it removes your limitations, and always sudden, step by step, you're realizing you're connected to all oneness, you're connected to all of existence. And how more you go into that expansion, how less and less you're affected by limitations, regardless what it is. It could be even a real limitation, a so-called real limitation is a dense thought pattern of energy. So every time you do energy work on yourself and you do energy work on the planet, you get into the expansion where you can actually see through these molecules and you see that everything is energy. How more you realize everything is energy, how more you can reconfigure and readjust your life and what you thought was impossible to change.
You know, you are obviously are so very enlightened, and you do see the world from an energy standpoint. So, for me, that's like a blessing when I get to see the world that way. It's not every day and certainly not every moment. Do you see every moment unfolding as an energy transfer, or do you, alternate between being human, I call it, and, getting mad or frustrated and feeling those blockages?
I do have to say, the total enlightenment that I'm aspiring to go there. I'm not there 24/7 that I'm in that place, but often. And when I'm doing energy work, I'd be there more often. So of course I want to be there. It's an intentional thing. If we want to be in our enlightenment, we can be in our enlightenment at any time. The energy work is a vehicle that supports us to be there, to stay there as long as we want. When I go through my day, I have my phases. I see often much more than a normal person. And that means it puts also more responsibility on me. So sometimes I just want to be a regular dude. And you see just stuff that's like, wow, that goes like way beyond dimensional realities. But then I'm also having a physical manifestation here. So sometimes I really have to be careful what I'm talking about. Because when I see with some person a really dimensional depth into another person, and then I mention it in the outside world to another person, that could sound like really negative. You know, for example, you say, oh, did you saw that entity on that person? That can be like, oh my God, that person has entities. I would never want to talk to that person again, right? And I have to be in a place where I have to have discernment, where I know that you can remove entities, for example. You can clear energies. You can be in your full clarity. So I had to learn, and I'm still learning that, discernment in terms of what can be communicated and what is understandable to who is with me on that same page, or where I have to kind of translate it, diffuse it down a little bit so it can be understandable. Because I live in these energy realms, ultimately in this light realms. Then I have different realities for myself until it's translated into this human body. All these dimensions I can express at any time. But it, of course, it depends on whom I together with in the moment and who can really go there, because it's otherwise it's confusing, if that makes sense.
It does. It does make sense. And, that brings me up to another question. Okay, so, you know, they always say, like, the moon phases can bring up all kinds of stuff with us, and, you know, confusion being one, and intense emotions of anger. You know, how is there a moon phase that is more helpful to us, or is there a moon phase that, you know, we should pay more attention to because, you know, it's a change agent? I don't know much about the phases and how they connect. I just know that, you know, sometimes I'm like, wow, it is a full moon.
Okay. So with the moon phases, that's something first of all, the moon relates to any water. We are made out of more than 70% of water. That means if the moon shifts in any form, it has an impact on the oceans, on the tides. And of course, with having an effect on water, it has an effect on the human body, because the water is also a symbol for emotions. Deep emotions are related to the depths in the ocean, right? With the ocean waters, or, you know, still waters run deep. That's like a symbolic meaning for the emotions, for the depth of the human person. Every time the moon changes in any form, it has an impact on any water bodies on planet Earth.
I like thinking that.
Right? So on seas, on the oceans, on the lakes, on the human bodies, on the human emotional body. So when we know it, we can adjust with, you know, oh, now it's full moon, for example. Full moon means it brings up a set of fuller, deeper emotions to the surface. And a lot of the emotions are being brought literally up to the surface. So how more they come up to the surface, how more we have to deal with them. If we are in situations where we don't have the time to deal with our emotions, they have an impact on us, because we feel overwhelmed, right? If there's a lot in intense of emotions coming up from the past that we haven't processed yet, and we have a full moon coming up and they come up to the surface, and we are, by the way, stressed, doing other things, and are involved in our own life intensely, with really having the time to fully give these emotions our full attention, then we're probably going to feel overwhelmed. That's why I love energy work. When we do energy work at these times, we're speeding up the transformational process. We're basically healing these emotions when they come up, and we stay in our rhythm of where we can start and where we can move forward with resolving them.
I love that, because now I feel like I'm more in that oneness, because it hasn't occurred to me that I'm one with the oceans and the streams and the lakes when it comes to the moon, that we're all being activated at the same time.
That's right. And if you look at the even at the female system with the period once a month, it really has to do, it's literally a clock where a lot of the females know, oh, this is the time of the cycle. And it's literally, they're connected so powerfully to the cycle that it brings like a constant flow, and it activates a constant life flow. And in all humans, it does that because of the water that we all carry in our system. A very important part to full moon: the full moon is the softer version of the sunlight, because when you clean crystals, for example, you don't want to expose them in clear sunlight, because they can that can function as a magnifying light. And if you put a magnifying light into the sunlight, you know it can create a fire. So a magnifier, you know, like a magnifying glass, not a magnifying
glass. Right.
And so the sun can literally, you know, burn to stuff and paper and create a fire. So for the crystal healers, full moon is a perfect time to put the stones out there for cleansing, because the sunlight is softer, reflecting the moon reflecting it to Mother Earth. and still cleansing?
So they would enjoy, as I call it, having a bath in the moonlight, not the sunlight.
Yes.
Okay. That is good to know. Thank you so much. Well, besides your wonderful wife, Pammy, is there a person who changed your life or influenced it tremendously? I mean, you're so evolved. I just have to believe that you've had some encounter of some sort.
All right. You're going to not let this go, don't you?
I'm not. Curious.
It's okay. I have had encounters with Jesus Christ. When I was like 12 years old, I had encounters with Mother Mary. I had encounters with Mohammed. I had encounters with Buddha.
Wow.
I had encounters with Babaji. And literally encounters where they would manifest in the same room or in the same place with me. And a lot of them stuck around for several weeks or months until I was done with the phase of education that I was being, or the work that was being given, until I was done with it and succeeded. And a lot of the times, the universe or the divine has communicated to me through angels, symbols, light, and very evolved beings that literally manifested with me, or I mean in the same place. And often I was literally with them in a room, and it's like when you're with a person in another in the same room, you just know how that person is. You know the energy. You know, like the can sense the character and stuff. And that's what that the experience. Most of the experiences that I had, even with beings that are multidimensional, I had encounters with literally with extraterrestrials as beings that haven't been passed over to enlightened beings. And really, that's how I learned the fastest, I guess.
Wow, that is just, I'm not surprised. I just think that is so cool.
All right, we have to go to another break, and let's go into it. And if you just for a second, just give us a little bit more information about Melissa again.
I have taken your classes, and they have been hugely beneficial. I can definitely say life-changing. Even my own mother, after your first work class series, said, "You're a different person now." She just said, "You're completely different," and she loved it. Right. So,
let's go into the break, Melissa, when we come back, okay?
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I wanted to tell you about a new, powerful, and compelling play by Nicholas Vasili.
Coming to Seattle July 8th at the Palladium at Hale's Brewery,
the United States of China.
On one hand, a dedicated American patriot who would give her life for her country. On the other hand, someone who has been battling the injustice and corruption of America most of her life. And she is as confused as any American could be about what she truly believes in. My play, The United States of China, is about the trial of Miriam Hopkins, who is a metaphor for all that America stands for.
This is more than a play experience. It's a movement. It's a movement to create a new level of awareness. Knowledge is power, and we are powerful. Get your tickets today at AmericaTheStrong.com.
Like fireworks, a ton of words to fill the world.
And we are back. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you for being here with me. And we are so happy that we have you here today with us in Transformation Energy Works Radio and Transformational Energy Work here. It's perfect.
Well, thanks for having me. You know, I always have a lot of questions, so can I dive right in with another one?
Yes, please.
Okay, so when I'm in your sessions, even the 1 month, you speak of these different bodies, like the astral and the spiritual, and obviously I know where the physical is, that's easy, but I don't know where all these other bodies are. Are they layers next to me? Are they like blobs? You know, I don't know what they are. Can you explain them?
Yeah, I see these energy bodies, or the emotional body, for example, the mental body, the astral body, even the spiritual body and the physical body, simultaneously involved, interwoven in the physical body. Sometimes the mental body is a little bit out of alignment, or the emotional body or the spiritual body. And that creates deficiency on the physical. So a lot of the times in my energy work sessions, I align these bodies. It's literally a balancing of these different bodies or energy systems in the one, similar like the chakras are being balanced. And when these bodies are in alignment, the energy flow is undisturbed. It's just a healthy flow of energy, like a river that flows unobstructed to its destiny, to the ocean. And when you look at the emotional body, for example, if there is still trauma or shock or unresolved trauma in the emotional body or the physical or the mental, then it creates an obstacle where the energy has to either flow around, in a river. It's like a big rock that blocks the river flow, and the water has to flow around it. Then I see if that can be addressed and cleared, and then to give the healthy energy flow space so that we can have a strong river flowing. And we have a strong, strong life force really literally flowing into the chakras or the internal organs.
Okay, so I apologize. I'm probably way dense on this. So is it, like, I understand what you just said, but I guess from a visual standpoint, are those bodies, like, inside of me, like there's, like, little layers of me, like skin and bones and all of that, or am I getting this confused with the aura? Yeah. Like, I know people can see auras, and they can...
Yes, I would so look at it this way. When you look at the aura is a field around the body, right?
Right, right.
But ultimately, it's the energy for the aura is provided by the chakras. So there is fine energy channels going into the auric field, right? So that feeds the aura. That feeds the aura. It's like little capillaries, like in the lungs. And it feeds the aura with subtle energy. Does it make sense?
It does make sense. Okay.
So let me go a little bit deeper here. The chakras accumulate life force because they spin, they're electromagnetic. Everything that spins creates an electromagnetic field, right?
Right.
So when it attracts enough life force, then it starts bringing that life force into the internal organs, into the auric field, wherever it's needed. Now, the aura then is around like an energy sheath, you know, like an energy field around the body. And the emotional is literally an outline, literally like an auric outline in itself that is consider this a cloth. Yeah, you're surrounded by you're rolled into a cloth.
Okay.
Right, and this cloth is the emotional body, for example. Only that it goes all the way through and out, so it has its inside and outside, and then there's the mental body that's literally also like a body. And then you have literally a astral body that represents your whole system as well. And you have the mental body, you have the emotional body, you have the spiritual body. The spiritual body literally represents you as the symbol of the being that you are, literally like the outline of a human being. Right?
Yeah.
So, and you have all of these packed into the body, almost like the Egyptians did with the sarcophagus, when, like the Russian dolls, there is one doll in the other, in the other, in the other, until you get to the core of the Russian dolls, or in the sarcophagus of the pharaoh, when you have like one all around and a bigger one, and then until you get to the mummy.
That completely makes sense. Now I've got it. I love the Russian doll analogy.
And that's how you can imagine it works with the emotional, the mental, the physical, the spiritual, and even the astral body. And it goes into these different dimensions, and all these dimensions in balance create a healthy life.
That is so neat. I wish I could just crawl into your eyeballs, even for just 1 second, to see all of this. But I get now how it's supposed to look, so maybe I'll see it one day.
Well, it is amazing when you... that's why I tell you it's so fascinating to do energy work to support all beings in healing and getting well, including myself, and supporting humanity and Mother Earth and all of existence to be in the best we can be. It's the most fascinating, most amazing place to be at. You know, everything else is kind of boring to me. Why doing anything else? But I'm speaking for myself here. And we have 1 minute left. I'm sorry, Melissa. I just want to give some information about what's going on the end of this month. I have an energy healing class going on starting July 22nd, Friday. If you have not already signed up for the next energy healing class, We're going to have awesome raw vegan organic food available, most amazing energy work, and you being initiated into the Atana healing method. That's going to happen in July 22nd. And please sign up, check out our news, be part of our One Man that's happening every Monday, 1:30. If you can show up in person, please do so. Otherwise, dial in. You get the details on my website, atanamethod.com. And now I want to give our listeners some information about you, Melissa. Tell me how they can find you.
Thank you, Atana. You can find me on Facebook under Melissa with one S, last name Kelton, K-E-L-T-O-N. And for anybody who's interested in taking his class, I can definitely tell you it will change everything. It is amazing.
Thank you for listening to Energy Works Radio with Atana Badilli. Each show, Atana provides listeners with live energy healing meditations and tools to shed the layers of limitation and reveal the powerful life force within that can conceive, achieve, and activate you for an amazing life. For more information and to book a session with Atana, please visit AtanaMethod.com. That's AtanaMethod.com. And tune in next time for Energy Works Radio with Atana.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.